two dahers of Boisai in the parasha. Ve'itab Hashem Moshe Leimor Shlach Lecho Anoshim Yisura says Kanash Anoshim Leisrael Isha Chodesh Cholamate Avoyset Shlochu Kol Nosi Bahem. So the Chayro, we have a stira over here at Boisai. Man, I don't know if we mentioned the Shir Lemaisa, the stipler has the stira Shlach Lecho Anoshim. The Chayro, they were Anoshim. Rashi says Kol Anoshim Leishul Chashivus. They were ksherim. Well, the mice it says, but later on, they went and they came. Rashi says, later on, So the Chorus is Shtigl Stir over here. The stipple, so you mentioned the stipple says the terrorists that when they were first appointed, they were Anosha, but as soon as they were appointed, they decided that they're going to paskin, they're going to decide for themselves, they're going to make it. And that appointment gave them the push to make that, when they got appointed, they felt that they're in charge, that appointment gave them the gaiva, let's say, and therefore that's when it was already Beitzerah. But I always had a kash in this time because it says by Yishlach Oysa Moshe Kula Manosh, much by the Shlichit itself they were Kula Manosh, much even if, so exactly when that happened, let's just say maybe it happened later. So I want to say maybe another time. The Pasuk Rashi said at the beginning of the Parsha, Lo Manisbucha Parsh Miraglim Parsh Miriam. What's the smichas of Parsh Miriam? So Rashi, if he should lock so aliske diba should diba ba'acheho, Roshoyim alolo rov loylochum musa. The Rishonim alo rov loylochum musa. So it comes out like this. I'm ready to hear like this. Be'etzem, when they went, the Kulam Anoshim, they went as Anoshim, Tzadikim, without any sign of they were Tzadikim, like the Pasuk says, Kulam Anoshim. However, inside of them, there was a time bomb. Meaning, they had seen the Maaseh of Miriam, and they didn't take Musa from it. The Chorus Masher from Rashi that Rishon Malo Rov Ladochum was that at that moment when that was the taina on the Miraglim, one of the starka taina was Rishon Malo Rov Ladochum, they didn't take the Musa from Maaseh Miriam. Thus haste that from the Maaseh Miriam where there was a Maaseh Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu. At that moment, that was the time they should have taken out from that mindset that Lashon Hara is terrible, and you have to understand that that's the wrong thing, and it's not appropriate, and it's wrong, and it's iske diba. And they didn't take that out, so that moment already was the mokoim. First of all, the mokoim lito, as we can say later on, but that also was the mokoim of the rishus. The seed for the rishus was there. Is a mela on the outside they were kulam anoshim and nishkin stira, but when they came back retroactively, the eight of ra was there mitzad from the when they were going already, because it already was implanted when Rishon Malo rov loylochum musa. That's like Rashi stayed with Rishon Malo. The mother asked the biggest stira when Rishon Malo. Rishon Malo when was Rishon Malo? Loylochum musa was then. So vice versa, it was only this barer that the loylochum musa was only this barer when they came back. So the viyach was etzim, because when they went around, they already had the siba for the of the eight of Rodan, Shalalachu Musr. They had it in them already. But it didn't come out to fruition, it didn't come out until they came back. So the Vayechu Vayavo is MS. But also Kulam Tzadikim, because if they wouldn't have spoken, so it would never have been Vayechu Vayavo. Retroactively, it was this fire that in them was this thing of Shram Alo, Rov, Loylachu Musr, and therefore that was the taina of. So the Eitz Ra was geboyt on this in of Rishoyim Alo Rav Lelochum Musa, because the pshat that shot to the Eitz Ra, because the pshat is that if they would have taken the Musar out and the Musar, what's the Musar? We spoke about the Maaseh. What's the Musar? The Maaseh, it's a Chapela. And if the Mefarshim ask, spoke about this part. The Mefarshim ask, the Chronim already asked the Kasha, what's the connection? I said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. They spoke against it. First of all, they spoke about the Eretz Yisrael, and they spoke about this. They spoke about the Moshe. What's the Shram role? So the Maizah is a shtickle deek in the Loshna Rashi also. Rashi says, Lochwal Iske Diba. She was punished with Iske Diba. Doesn't say Loshna Hora. And he said that Dvarim is, what I say, that Loshna Hora, we spoke about it a few times, Loshna Hora, he said that Loshna Hora, it's so negative, is because, of course, from the fact that that's something of putting down another person, it's also the cook. It's the cook. It's a person's outlook. It's a person, how a person looks on things. When a person looks on something a certain way, he looks negatively towards something. He looks on it in a way of being mechapis the chisar. Meaning to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why Dafka was talking about this Lashon Hara that they saw. Miriam spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the taina, Miriam? She also was the emes to taina. Moshe Rabbeinu. The Terence says Moshe Rabbeinu has so many miles, so much to look at the miles, focus on the miles. What are you focusing? The Iskei Diba, talking about people just to find, just to see where, the areas where. If you focus on the positive, you focus on the miles, you focus on the good, you're not gonna see, you're not gonna be Isaac. The Iske Diba is when you're being Isaac and looking for the negative. You're always looking for you know, to talk about the person and find the negative faults in the person. And that was the Taina on the Miragim also. It wasn't so much, but if you're looking already, look for the miles, try to find the Nakuda story, and then you won't come to it. But you want to just talk about the person and find negativity, you're always going to find this. Everybody has this concern, but he has murdered the Gemayelis. And we said over for Revolver. Revolver used to say over. I remember here this Revolver many times. Revolver used to say over that Hashem made it that so he called it a midah. He called his lashon was a midah connected midah. That a lot of people today, a lot of people have this problem with low self esteem. They're not confident. They look down on themselves. So Rav Volbe said it's midah connected midah, because since we look at people, and when we look at somebody, what's our first thing? Oh, what can I find negative about that guy? Well, you know, what's so Meila, Rav Volbe said midah connected midah. Even when we look at ourselves, you know, we get this. You know, we find our own faults, and we don't look at our mind. That a lot of people have that problem. They're negative about themselves. So he says it's media connected media, because when we look at other people, what are we looking at? We're looking to find the mindless. He says, no, we look to find, oh, what's wrong with that? He has his problems also. He also has, oh, he's not so perfect. He looks good, walks in here, and he sits his out, oh, God. I know he has his issues also. You know, he's just, oh, that guy. Don't even ask about that guy. I know that. What are you thinking about? And that guy. So Rav Volbe says, Mida connected Mida, that with that sense, we look at people that way. The Mela, when we look at ourselves, we look also on our negative traits, and that's why we have lack of confidence. But today's door is suffering from LSE, low self-esteem. All these things come to the day. One of the biggest mantras of the door is low self-esteem. Rav Volbe times it because Mida connected Mida. I once wanted time to that. I don't know if you have to, I don't have time to be heard. It could be that the pshat is that it's be'etzim, because that's the way we look on things. That's what I mean. Our cook is a way, and we do it maybe for Ked. We do it to build confidence in ourselves, but in Mela, we develop a cook. We forget the pshat. Why do we look at somebody negative? Because the pshat, he's a threat to me. Like, why aren't I like him? He says, oh, he has this concern. You know, oh, what about his kids? What about, oh, this guy? Yeah, he's very nice, but you know, he doesn't have hygiene problems. Oh, that guy, yeah, showing bias is not so good. That guy, every guy, why? Because we feel every guy's a threat. We have to feel good about ourselves. So where we feel good about ourselves, look, the problem with that is it's like a cat, it works back on ourselves, because that becomes our cook on everything. Everything we look at, but mainly when we look on ourselves, we can't stop it. It becomes a negative cook. Is a mela, the way to work on Lashon Hara and work on these things is to develop a positive cook, a positive outlook. They once said over, someone said over, I think Rabbi Sharon used to say over, that he wants to speak about the Tabis, and he spoke to about a certain family that he knew. Maybe somebody else. And he came to the house, and it was such a beautiful thing. The mother came and said she wanted to work on Lashon Hara. She said, you know what? Everybody has to say over something positive they saw in their friend this week. Say, you know, what happened to Shabbos telegrams? Oh, man, you know what happened to my friend? The girl started, 12-year-old girl. My friend, you should see her. What a silly girl. She did this and this and that. Oh, and the boss says, yeah, I have a boy in the chair. You wouldn't believe it. Such a tay comes in. His whole nose is drilled, dripping out with something coming out of his nostrils, and his shirt was sticking out. You said, this is it's all disgusting. So the marshal, stop saying Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. Okay. Lashon Hara. The whole day, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Everybody screaming at each other, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. He said, it's the mother start off the meal. Okay, we're going to start. What are we? Everybody's saying over something positive they saw this week in somebody. Something in the family, something this. You work on developing the positive kukri, but it becomes a whole different thing. You see them the kud, the toiva, in the end, but said. So Lamai Sufi was saying, chutz from the etzim fact that it changes around your whole need of Lashon Hara. Because Lashon Hara is a midah, but it comes out also. And they say, the Chofetz Chaim talks about Lashon Hara, a lot of things as a midah. This is a midah, characteristic change. Because Lashon Hara is an aveir. He was saying, it's very geschmack. Lashon Hara is a midah. What's the midah? The midah is the negative cook, because that's how Lashon Hara starts. Lashon Hara is, it's all about how we look. And that's a rishus taka. That's why Shoram Halalu. Brother, it's a rishus. It's a rishus. It's a rishus. It's a rishus that a person should look negative on a person. It's taka rishus. Try to find faults in it. It's a taka, a wrong cook. It's a wrong look that we're supposed to have. So, b'chutz from the fact that that midah of Lashon Hara with control, it's a kavaldika school to work on this thing what we call low self-esteem. If a person could see, they say over from Yeruchim, and Volba's Rebbe used to say over, I heard this from Volba also. He went 5 years to Volba's Vadim. One of the things he used to say over, the Beis HaMusa, used to be called Amol in the days of the dinosaurs, this thing called, used to be a Beis HaMusa on Sarotsky. I don't know if they still have it, I think it's antique, whatever. But Revolve used to speak to every. It used to be a place you go in Musa Svarim. Revolve established because in Europe there used to be a thing called the Beis HaMusa. A place just with Musa Svarim. Used to go in there and used to learn. I can't say I went in there to learn the Stam Musa, but I used to go every week to Revolve in the Musa, in the Beis HaVad, Beis HaVad Musa. Anyway, so he used to say over from Yeruchim. Yeruchim said over that a person has to know his chesroinus. That's what he's here for. A person came into this world to masakin. That's what we're here. Everything's tikkun. Tikkun this, tikkun that, tikkun lel shvur, tikkun. Everything's tikkun. You give your guy makes a tikkun in the morning, it's tikkun. Everything's tikkun. You came into this world to masakin. So you have to know what your chesroinus are. You have to know where you're for. That's what you came here for. Yeah? Oh, we shouldn't speak about my chesroinus. That maybe I have certain chesroinus. Good, that's what you're right. That's what you're supposed to have. The chesroinus, it's like you have to talk under the tish. I have some chesroinus. Under and tish. That's what you're here for, man. If not, you don't have chesroinus, you're not supposed to be here. You all, like I always tell you, like a guy, yeah, that's what you're here. If you're all fixed up, you go to the better place. Down here, you got to take out the wrench, put on the overalls, and get into the greasy car and work, because there's a problem in the car, in the auto. Get to the local mechanic. If you're all fixed up, you have a better place to go. You don't need the auto mechanic. So you hear from the smart, so a person must know, he said, but oy vavoy, if a person doesn't know his minus. Because I think he said, I don't think Rav Volbe said, but I don't think Rav Yerucham said, but I think Rav Volbe, because the pshat, or maybe it's my own taich, maybe I heard it, but the taich was that because a person, let's say, a plumber comes to a house, he sees the problem, there's a certain stuff in the drainage, so he says to the lady, you have a toothbrush maybe? I didn't bring my tools. And he tries to take out the drain with a toothbrush. He ain't gonna get nowhere. And he can't even brush his teeth afterwards either. Because the mice said the thing is stuffed. I don't say with what. Toothbrush not gonna help. You need your tools. In order to massacre, you need tools. The miles that you have, don't speak about the miles. I don't want to be the club guy, but if you don't know who your miles is, then you don't have tools. So get out of here. You can't be a plumber. Take up refrigerator repairman. No plumbing for you. You don't got the plunger? Start working on the refrigerator. No plunging. That's the tools. The milas are the tools to fix out the chesronis. So you gotta know a person has to know his milas. He has to know exactly what he's good at. He's good at this, he's good at that. Ian, Bekias, Midas, whatever it is, the Midas that he has. Through those things, he's gonna use his tools to fix it up. The Zokrib Yeruchim, a man staff evasion, he has to know his chesronis. Of an oi vavoi! Woe to the guy who doesn't know his milas. You gotta know your milas. But the problem is, we walk around negative all about everybody else. Oh, that guy, that guy. So we can never find our mindless. We're always focusing on negativity, on all chesroiness. So our whole cook is chesroiness dip. Gotta start looking mindless dip of us. Oh, but the Maisa is vital in here. A person wants to be an emes, ben olam lachaveira b'sai. You want to work on ben olam lachaveira b'sai. There's no greater way to work. And like we said, there'll be a school to work, first of all, if you revolve a school for yourself, and also be a, see what I'm saying, it'll be a change of a person's whole outlook. You have to work on looking for the ma'at. There's always so many concerns to see in every case of b'sai. But what about the ma'at? The Chovas HaLevavos says, you know, famous ma'at, the Chovas HaLevavos speaks about a guy who comes back, and the guy's talking to each other, and he sees this dead car of a dog on the leg. Said, oh yeah, what are this? The other guy says, but what about his white teeth? Such shiny white teeth. The dead dog. He was able to see, the mice with Rav Shiva Zatzal. Unbelievable mice that's in the book in Rav Scheinberg. I once said it over here. Unbelievable mice with Rav Scheinberg. There was a mother that came to Rav Scheinberg and said that she has Baruch Hashem great children, the children good. He has one kid, they can't get him to do anything. Everything, he's so clumsy. He has two left hands, three left hands, three left legs. Everything he does, he can't find anything, and it's so hard. And he's not into it. He's broken. He's not this and that. So Shiva said when he comes, you know, bring him to me. I want to see him. I'm not sure if the Shiva went to his house or he came to the Shiva. Anyway, he comes to the door. The Shiva says, wow, do you have such beautiful blue eyes? The guy came in the Shiva said, wow, you have such beautiful blue eyes. And he sweated, like, the guy's face, like, lit up. It's like the first time someone saw it. It could be he has three left legs. Every time he came to the door, he tripped over the rug, which wasn't even trippable, but somehow he tripped over the rug. And somehow everything he touched, he breaks the handle of the toilet every time he goes, and the toilet seat, whatever he's doing, every time he goes for a drink, knocks over. But so some people are so involved in seeing all the chesron, and the kid was not. So the mother said over later on, many years later, whatever time later, and he became. And she said, from the time that, first of all, they looked on him differently, the family. Everything the mother was about to say, you know, tear a hair out of this guy again. The orange juice spilled, right about to rip off a tichel. She said, but what about the beautiful blue eyes? And then they looked on him differently. And she said, and from that time, the kid became a different kid. His mom got back into it, and they saw the ma'az. So no greater area, but that we have to work on. In Ben al-Khabir, a person wants to look at the Nekudat Toivah, but the Nekudat Toivah. It's not only yeshiva. It's ba'atzem. You have to look for Nekudat Toivah in everybody. But chutz from that, Rabbi said, we could start in a very close, we don't have to go all the way to Alaska, get on a sled with the dogs, try to find someone. Who are we going to do, Rabbi said? Who can we do? Dum-ti-dum-dum. Tonight, we come home. We open the door, and we come to the table, big plate, with one green string bean on it. That was always ever to she'd get out for supper. Everything else got burnt. Delicious. Why are you still chewing? It's a little hard. Delicious, I mean. Hard and delicious. Check the back teeth if they're still in. You got a chisel? The schnitzel's a little bit hard tonight. But I love hard schnitzel. You don't realize how good it is for my teeth. The dentist said it's very, very good to have hard stuff for the teeth. This is the most delicious schnitzel I ever tasted. You come home and there's a lot of things to see sometimes that are no good. Let's put it that way. A lot of things to see that we look at as problems. whether it's in what's going on in the house, whether it's in the midas of our wife. And not everybody likes, you know, there's sometimes everybody's different. We're different. Our wife is told I'm the fiance, but you come on, you see she's different. She's this, she's mature, too mature, she's not enough mature, she's this, she's that. Forget about all that. Look. You know? But that string bee. That one string bee. Unbelievable. Boire priya adama. And you better, you know, swallow well. There's all that's there for tonight. But Lamaisa was a tasty string bee. Green as possible. Really green string bee. Cooked deliciously. It was one, but it was a delicious string bee. Whatever we can find, everybody say you have to work on it. It's a burden for the hay mitzad to be another chaveiro, because you'll have a different marriage that way. You have a different relationship because the devil of a person, and that's our devil. We look negative, and then you start getting negative, and you think to you anymore. Oh, but maybe why did I marry this woman in the first place, and why this, and why that, and why that, and that crazy machshavos start. Everything gets even more. Why? Because you're focusing, and any with any person. Why do I have a relationship with this guy? He has this or that. There's always things that we can find. But every single person has milas atzumas, because they have, and they have to have it, because they need tools to work on their chesaron. They have milas atzumas, but we don't look for it. We're so busy focusing on the negativity, on the things that are no good. If we work to focus on the front, so hanging inside our relationship with somebody else, be unbelievable. Wow, what an unbelievable wife I have. She's the only one who knows how to make these string beans like this. No one who knows how to make. What a wife I have, she makes such a cholent. Whatever she's good at, Rabbi Yisrael. Whatever she gets me learned, whatever, the mindless, focus on the mindless. So mitzad the relationship be unbelievable, but mitzad sheni, it'll help yourself. You'll be able to push away all the darkness, to find yourself the midas, the mindless, and be kind of Yeruchim, oy vavoy, if you don't know it, the person, there's no tachas, a person in this world, that's what Yeruchim say. Oy vavoy, it's you're up the creek without a paddle, that's literally. You can't float without the paddle. The paddle's you're up the creek without a paddle. You'll be able to be zechut. You know your milas, and be able to masakin what you need to masakin, and bring about tikkun olam and heiv yamin omen.